Chapter 85. Ron went back to school with yet another doctor's note for an elevator pass. Brother Kelly said, "What seems to be the difficulty this time, Tuck?" "I had my knee drained, brother. Doctor's hoping that this will end problems." Brother Kelly was not smiling when he said, "We are all hoping that will be the case, Mr. Tuck. I see that you have been missing lots of school. You are probably way behind in all of your subjects." "Yes, brother." "Keep your head down and your mouth shut and do your work, Mr. Tuck." Things were decidedly different at the school. The brothers were based in Ireland, and they were in a foul mood. The students had been cooped up in their houses for days. Just didn't seem right to allow them to go outside and play while the country was in mourning. But now it was time to get back to work and get on with life, such as it was. Brother O'Shea greeted Ron by showing him the last quiz that he had taken. Ron stared at the 59 that was written and read and circled at the top of the page. "You didn't expect that I had forgotten about this, did you, Mr. Tuck?" Ron blurted, "I forgot about it, brother." "Let's see if I can help you remember, then. Hands or cheeks?" Ron looked at him with a confused expression that turned up his face into a question mark. O'Shea pulled the strap from the inside cord that bound it to his cassock at the waist. He closed his eyes when he heard the hiss. The crack of the belt turned his left hand white hot and then cold and numb. He teetered back and forth on his feet and watched this time as the strap came down on the palm of his right hand. He yelped when it struck. His palms were sweating profusely as he tried to rub feeling back into them on the sides of his pants. "You'll be ready to take the quiz that you missed tomorrow," said O'Shea. "Brother, I'm not prepared." O'Shea looked down at the red circled 59 on the quiz until he was sure that the boy saw him looking at it and was now looking at it too. "You've demonstrated that, haven't you, Mr. Tuck?" "Yes, brother." Ron was having trouble gripping his pencil, and he could feel the blood rushing in his ears, which also felt hot and red. To make things worse, he didn't understand any of what O'Shea was talking about. He was saying that if you did the same thing to either side of an equation, that the equation remained the same, and that by multiplying both sides, you could solve the equation. Between classes, Bob Foster said, "We're all screwed now." "What do you mean?" "They're pissed off about Kennedy." The motorcade and the drums and the bagpipe and the endless repetitions of Oswald being shot seemed to have happened in a different world, a place where he was loved and safe and ate cookies. In Latin, Brother Delbin ran through the endless declensions of nouns. They were boring, and his mind wandered. He was lost in a reverie about being able to run and feeling unstoppable. And then he heard his name being said, like it was being repeated. It startled him, and the class laughed. Brother Delbin said, "Well, not only are you not here very often, Mr. Tuck, it seems that when you are here, you don't feel the need to grace us with your attention." Delbin rapped his knuckles down on the top of Ron's head and said, "Pay." The knuckles raised again and came down again. "Attention." There were two more raps. His hands had just stopped hurting, and now there was a throbbing pain at the top of his head. He rubbed it with his palm and tried to concentrate better.